Crooked Still. Thank you guys for coming into Jefferson Public Radio.
Thank you, Eric, for having us.
Aoife O'Donovan, Greg List, Brittany Haas, Tristan Claridge, Cora DeMario. Three of you are original members of the band, right? Met a little over 10, 11 years ago, something like that?
Yeah, just about. I think Corey and I met 11 years ago, and we met Greg about 6 months after that and started a band in September of 01.
Well, let's start by talking about the name a little bit. I read that the name of the band was actually just sort of chosen because it sounded good, but there wasn't a lot of thought given to it initially?
Well, we didn't have that many other options. It's hard to name a band, it turns out. And we were trying to find a name that would sort of evoke some kind of image relevant to what it is that we play on our instruments. And we came up with a Whiskey Still. I don't know what that says about us.
Aoife, you actually started out studying jazz vocalization and improv?
Not specifically jazz. Corey was in the jazz department at New England Conservatory, and I was in a little subset called the Contemporary Improvisation Department, where I did study jazz and other different kinds of world music and sort of a lot of ear training focus through Rand Blake, who was a great musician who was the head of that department at the time. It was just a kind of full-on musical, crazy place to be in school. And it's where I met Corey. We actually met in Klezmer Band. Check that out.
Ah, interesting. And Greg, you were in the biology department at MIT. How does that work?
At the time, I was in graduate school in a PhD program for biology, and I was playing a lot of banjo on the side. And I mean a lot of banjo on the side. I would sort of wait until everybody went home from the lab at night, and then I would just pull my banjo out. Turns out when you're doing biology, I'm sure the biologists who are listening right now can relate to this, there's a lot of downtime, you know, waiting for cells to grow, waiting for reactions to incubate and stuff. And if you have a banjo, well, you can really get quite good at it at the end of about 6 years of all that.
Crooked Still, my guest in studio on Jefferson Public Radio. They've got a new EP out just released called Friends of Fall. Can we hear a tune, guys?
Yeah, we're going to actually play a tune that's not from Friends of Fall. This is one that Eric Thiel himself requested. It's from Some Strange Country. It's the title track from our fourth studio album. It's called Sometimes in This Country. Sometimes I'm in this country, sometimes I'm in this town. Sometimes a thought comes to my mind, I have myself a wound drown. But the cold streams of water, my body can't receive. I'm going to some strange country, my darling, for to leave. The night seems long and wearisome, almost the break of day. The night seems long and wearisome, almost the break of day. I'm listening for your answer, tell me what you say. I'm listening for your answer at the dawning of the day. For your answer and for myself a bag, I'll thank you for your answer and for myself a bag. You say you got a new sweetheart and I'm inside. Farewell, false-hearted lover, I know the world is wide, I'm young, the world is wide. Thank you. Sometimes I'm in this country, sometimes I'm in this town. Sometimes a thought comes to my mind and I myself will drown. But the cold streams of water my body can't receive. I'm going to some strange country, my darling, for to leave.
It's Crooked Still live on Jefferson Public Radio, Sometimes in This Country, from the album Some Strange Country. You guys were all in Boston around the time the group started. Talk a little bit about that Boston music scene.
The Boston music scene is an incredible thing. And maybe Brittany wants to tell you guys a little bit about what it was like the past couple of years.
Well, it's really exciting, basically. There's a lot of friends there who are all musicians of some sort, of some age, and it's just kind of like a big swirling vortex of awesome people that hang out all the time and play tunes together and inspire one another.
Now, was it true that you guys were together for a couple of years before the band really became a professional performing group?
Yeah, absolutely. This band was together, I think, for about 3 years before we actually made our first album.
Why was there such a long gestation period?
Well, everybody was in school and we had a lot of different things going on. And also, we didn't know if it would be worth it. You know, you never know when you're a young band starting out if anybody's going to like it or if you're going to get the break you need to kind of make it to the next stage. So, yeah, it took us a minute to definitely build up enough momentum to make an album and kind of leave Boston. And as soon as we did, everything sort of started falling into place moments in front of us.
Your repertoire includes some covers, quite a few original tunes, and a lot of old-time music. How do you guys go about, as a group, picking those old-time tunes that end up making your repertoire?
A lot of old source recordings. Sometimes just an a cappella singer on a record, like that last one we just played. And then we'll just kind of construct it from there, just try to imagine what that song should feel like, what the chords maybe could be, what the harmonies could be, and what rhythm, what groove to put with it.
And so, Tristan, are you on old field recording duty, or does everybody kind of do the same thing?
No, we've kind of all taken shifts, I suppose, just listening to old stuff. And there's also quite a bit of original music we're playing in this band these days.
And definitely the arrangements are sort of where the real original elements come in on a lot of these old tunes. There might be a specific cello melody or cello fiddle thing that happens that's composed by the two of them, or a banjo riff that Greg will come up with that will base an arrangement around.
Hmm. Greg, you talk about coming from, or have talked in the past about coming from the banjo school, the sort of Bela Fleck banjo style, and Tristan and Natalie, you guys both talk about coming from a string music place other than traditional bluegrass. What do you really mean by that? What are the differences between a traditional bluegrass performing and study and this other American string music and performance style?
Well, at this point, there's quite a strong tradition based on kind of the innovative use of traditional instruments, which has been going on since the 70s at this point, maybe even since the 60s. There have been all kinds of terrific instrumentalists. Bela Fleck comes to mind, Jerry Douglas, Edgar Meyer, the bass player, all sorts of people like that. In my generation, Chris Thiele is really well known for innovating things on the mandolin. And it's gotten to the point where when people pick up these instruments, they're just as likely to want to play, you know, rock music on the fiddle as to play traditional bluegrass. Whereas, you know, if you picked up the mandolin in 1962, you're pretty much probably just going to be playing really traditional bluegrass on it. But now the scene has blown up, and you can really play any kind of music you want on these instruments. The techniques are available to you.
Mm. You know, the tune that you just did leaves a lot of space for soloing, you know, sort of around the group, much in the same way that a lot of jazz music does. How much of your music is improvised, and how much of it is written or structured or arranged?
Well, you know, there's quite a bit that's both, but all of the solo parts, you know, whenever you hear a solo instrument sort of taking the lead, that's sort of the time where Brittany and Tristan and Greg, they all sort of get to improvise those solos, and that every time is a bit different. And also Aoife improvises quite a bit within the melodies in the song. So there's a lot of that. There's a lot of improvisation, but then there also is a set structure and arrangement that happens within. So yes to both.
It's Crooked Still, live in the studio of Jefferson Public Radio. The new EP just out is called Friends of Fall. Can we hear another tune?
Sure. You guys out there might recognize this one. Try seeing my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can't go on? We see it your way. Run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out. Think of what I'm saying. We can talk all night and still you think that it's alright. Think of what you're saying. We can work it out or get it straight and say goodnight. And we can work it out. We can work it out. Very short, and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend. I have always thought that it's a crime, so I will ask you once again. Try seeing my way, only time will tell if I'm right or I'm wrong. We see your way. There's a chance that we might fall apart for too long. We can work it out. We can work it out. Fussing and fighting, my friend. I have always thought that it's a crime, so I will ask you once again. Try seeing my way, only time will tell if I'm right or wrong. Will you see your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out, yeah, we can work it out.
We can work it out, live music from Crooked Still on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio. That one comes from the new EP called Friends of Fall. This was released as a 10th anniversary release of the band, right?
Yeah.
And you guys took kind of an interesting approach to the album. There are a couple of tunes that have been in the repertoire of the band for a while, and then you split up the rest, and everyone was assigned essentially a tune to come up with an arrangement for, right?
It was sort of we all brought a tune, kind of prearranged.
Ah,
so
okay.
The tunes, everybody picked a song, whether it was an original or a cover, and arranged it, and then brought it to the band, and sort of everybody was musical director for a tune.
So who did the one we just heard?
That was one of the ones that was pre-existing.
Gotcha.
That was one that we all worked out together.
Aoife, one of the songs on the new album was inspired by the American poet Wendell Berry, somebody that you had been reading. What was it about his work that that inspired a tune?
I was first turned onto Wendell Berry actually through music, interestingly enough, by the great hammer dulcimer player Malcolm Dalglish, who had done a ton of settings of Wendell Berry poems with his band the Oolites, sort of a folk choir. And I was just kind of stumbling through some Wendell Berry poems and found this one, and it really spoke to me, and I set it to music and wrote a little fiddle tune to go along with it.
Hmm. Tristan, you are one of the newer members of the group.
Yes.
What has changed? Obviously, you had listened to Crooked Still's music before you had joined the group. What do you think has changed in the band and the music that the band creates after you have joined?
I think the arrangements have definitely become, I don't know, more complex and just more sophisticated in some ways. They've just developed over time. And it was interesting. I mean, Rashad Eggleston, the original cellist, was definitely a big influence on me, and I'd hung out with him a bunch. So I kind of had to step into those shoes and also find a way to be myself at the same time, which was a challenge for a while.
You guys might want to split this question up and go around, but Aoife, maybe I'll start with you. What is it that Tristan brings to the group specifically?
This is fun. Tristan brings, in addition to absolutely incredible musicianship, Tristan brings a really great sense of rhythm and sort of he's doing two things at once. He's playing this sort of singing melody lines of the cello, but also giving this grounded rhythmic approach, which is, as he was saying, something that Rashad brought to the band initially, but I think Tristan sort of taken it to the next level within the context of this five piece, sort of with Brittany as well, kind of doing the trading back and forth on the chop. And he's also the band vegan. He's the band health nut. He is the moral compass of the band.
Yeah. And I kind of asked the question because all of you play in other groups as well. So the musicianship that you bring to this group, fans can also find in other places. Brittany, I'll guess I'll go with you next. You can talk about Greg.
Cool. Greg is really amazing in a lot of ways. And I think one of the main ones is his creativity. He's got quite the mind. He's kind of a genius. And he comes up with stuff that has never existed before on a banjo or on anything else, really. And I think he's got a great way of kind of like distilling ideas into something that's really tangible and that audiences can really get behind. And he also brings a lot of energy on stage, which is really fun. He takes crazy solos, and he's super fun to hang out with.
Tristan, what does Corey bring to the group?
What does Corey bring to the group? Corey is extremely solid, and I think as a bass player, it's hard to find a more important quality than that. Just really keeping to the most like important, simple, you know, rhythm basics of just really holding it all together. Mm. And I think you also find frequently that the bass players are like the ones who drive the van, for instance, just very
logistics. Right?
Yeah, logistics. Many, many logistics in this band.
And Corey, you've known Aoife the longest. What does she bring to the group?
Well, Aoife is without a doubt, as you can hear when she sings, one of the greatest singers that you'll ever hear. But she's also, a lot of times, singers are known for not being complete musicians. Often they're just singers, and they don't know. That's sort of a bad reputation that a lot of singers have. But Aoife is not that way at all. She's more aware of everyone's parts than I think any of the rest of us. I mean, she knows this music inside and out, and she's just a fantastic all around musician, probably the one of the best I've ever known. So it's a pleasure to play music with her.
This is like band therapy. Thank you.
And yeah, you're welcome. Aoife, I was geeked out excited to discover that you've actually got a public radio connection.
I do. I grew up, my dad is a DJ on WGBH.
Do you listen to his show?
I do, A Celtic Sojourn. It's a great show. People can check it out at WGBH.org.
I was wondering whether you listened because he had been asked about Desert Island Discs.
He loves that, yes. And what did he put on his Desert Island Discs?
Not Crooked Still.
He couldn't. Of course he couldn't. I think we need to still hear what Brittany brings to the band, though, from Greg.
Yes, please.
Oh, I'm happy to explain what Brittany brings to the band. I mean, quite simply, it's just pure natural game and soul on the fiddle. She's somehow bridged the gap between the kind of high-energy bowing of old-time music and this sort of cutting-edge, melodic creativity that people who are on like the bleeding edge of bluegrass have. And she's kind of just naturally combined it. She was born playing fiddle exactly like she does now and has only been getting better at it. And she's also easily the best person in the world to hang out with. So, nice. Yeah, she's kind of the LeBron James of the fiddle,
the only group,
way better looking.
The group was originally a quartet, right? Just cello, banjo, bass. And
it was, but we got Brittany to play on our very first record.
So Brittany, what was it like expanding to five? Was it a difficult transition for you to fit in with the group, or has it been pretty seamless?
Oh, well, I wasn't in the original four.
Right, right.
Yeah, it was really cool because there wasn't much of a precedent for the fiddle in the group, and... It kind of added another range. I mean, Casey Dreesen plays on the second record, so I definitely took some inspiration from what he was adding to it. And it's just really fun to fit into something that hasn't really existed, but totally is, I mean, not necessarily necessary, but really fun to add on top and fit into.
So did you have to kind of take the arrangements of songs that you had in your repertoire and essentially move the chairs around a little bit just to make a little bit more space?
Yeah.
And that process was pretty easy?
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Crooked Still, live in the studio here at Jefferson Public Radio, streaming at ijpr.org. The new EP is called Friends of Fall. Can we hear another tune?
Yeah, here's an original by Greg List. This one's called It'll End Too Soon. It'll end too soon. some may be the friends of four. Days unravel in a seamless thread. I dream and I live on when the dream is dead. From now, when I'm so very gone, know that I did my best, and so carry on through the saddest sads and the funnest funs. We kept it together, now what's done is done. It ends too soon if it ends at all. But I don't worry now, the friends of summer be the friends of fall. Days unravel and seem as thread. Dreamings I live on when the dream is dead. I've been to the future and back, and all is fine. Endless days of flawless time. You pick up a thing or two. Still I'm gone today. I've been playing it close, playing it kind of safe. I just stay in the ghost whenever there's time to waste. I've been playing it close. I've been playing it kind of safe. I just stay and it goes whenever there's time to waste. It ends too soon if it ends at all. But I don't really know. The friends of summer be the friends of fall. Days unravel and seem straight. I dream and I live on.
It's Crooked Still live on Jefferson Public Radio. Another tune from the new EP called Friends of Fall. You guys have been together now 10 years. And when you first got together, a couple of you were, well, three of you, I guess, were students at the time. Years go by. There are now things like relationships and families and mortgages and things like that.
There's only two relationships in this whole band.
I'm so sorry. Does it make it harder? Just as time goes by and life brings more responsibilities your way to kind of keep going as a group?
I mean, I think that anytime you do something with the same group of people over 10 years, there's a series of challenges that come up. And I think that's true of any endeavor that you do. And I think one of the things that I'm always really proud of with this sort of group is that whenever we've come to a point along the road that seems like an impasse, we've found a way to get over it or around it and move on to create something continually that feels fresh and very relevant to us. So I think we've done a good job at that.
Yeah, but we are gearing up to take a bunch of time off the road next year.
The dreaded hiatus word.
Yeah, well, you know, it's only really a hiatus from this particular thing happening the way it's been happening. We're all going to be out there playing music, and I'm sure we'll play music together too, and we're already making plans for our massive tour bus tour when we have like crazy masseuses and caterers and to come back in 2013.
The new EP is called Friends of Fall from Crooked Still. Can we have one more tune?
Sure, we'll do that that Wendell Berry song we were talking about. Can you pass me my guitar, please? All right, this one is called The Peace of Wild Things. And the fiddle tune at the end, for any fiddle players out there, is called Dayblind. Thanks for listening, guys. We're Crooked Still. Thank you.
When despair grows in me and I wake in the middle of the night, the least sound. In fear of what my life and my children's lives may be ago, and I lie down. Down with a wood drink, rest in his beauty on the water in the garden fields.
It's Crooked Still live in the studios of Jefferson Public Radio on Open Air. It's 2:33. They are in concert tonight. Double checked. It is an 8 o'clock show at the Unitarian Fellowship. StClairEvents.com is the website, by the way. Tickets available at the door. The new EP is called Friends of Fall from Crooked Still, their 10th anniversary release. Guys, thank you so much for stopping by JPR today.
Thank you so much, Eric.